It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. June 16th. The first pendulum clock is patented in 1657. Christian Huygens builds the clock for accuracy to assist in his astronomical observations. Moving up to 1884, a little bit of a roller coaster geeky knowledge. Coney Island gets the first gravity-powered roller coaster. It's called the Thompson Switchback Railway. 1951, U.S. Census Bureau dedicates the first UNIVAC computer and experiences the first programming error. Once those bugs were fixed, the UNIVAC 1 would become the first commercial computer to attract widespread public attention. 1977, Larry Ellison, Bob Miner, and Ed Oates incorporate Software Development Laboratories, SDL. It was the forerunner to Oracle Corporation in California. 1988, Intel releases the 8386SX processor. It was a cheaper alternative to the original i386, which would be rebranded as the i386DX processor. 1997, Acer, Compaq, Dell, Gateway 2000 at the time, HP, IBM, Mitek International, Mitsubishi, NEC, Pionex Technologies, Unisys, and Zenith Data Systems all announced plans to release NetPC, which is a diskless personal computer connecting to the internet. So basically, if you wanted any drivers, any software, anything like that, you would pull it from the internet to install. And in 1999, Microsoft released Windows 98 Service Pack 1. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like you, when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. Switching back to 2003, Sony Electronics introduced the Klee PEG NX80V handheld computer. It featured the Palm OS 5.0, 200 MHz processor, digital audio player, keyboard, 32 MB of RAM, and 1.3 megapixel camera for $599.99. 2004, version 0.7 of Mozilla Thunderbird, the free cross-platform email and news client, which was developed by the Mozilla Foundation, was released. And version 0.61 of the operating system Desktop Lite, or Deli Linux, was released. Over in 2005, IBM and the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology announced that they were working on a computer model of the brain, creating a 3D simulation of the neocortex. 2006, the Entertainment Software Association and the Entertainment Merchants Association, ESA and EMA, file suit in the Federal District Court of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to overturn a new law imposing fines for selling violent video games to minors, which is what we talked about yesterday. District Court Judge James Brady grants a temporary restraining order preventing the state of Louisiana from enforcing that new law. Also in 2006, version 2.41 of the Sleipner, a Japanese tabbed web browser for Windows operating system, is released. 2007, the U.S. Commerce Department issued a new regulations designed to limit the sale of civilian high technology items that might benefit China's military. 2008, Google Docs gets PDF support with limited functionality. United Airlines announces that they will have connectors for your iPod available on certain flights. Also in 2008, T-Mobile Germany offers the iPhone for €1 with contract to boost overseas sales. Intel launches SpectraWatt, which is a company that develops solar cells. Media Breakaway and chief executive Scott Richter were ordered to pay MySpace $4.8 million in damages and $1.2 million in legal fees for spamming profiles on the site. Also in 2008, Apple settles with Klausner Technologies over a patent suit regarding visual voicemail, which allows you to listen to voicemails with an email-style interface. And the Missouri mom who harassed the teenager that committed suicide on MySpace pled not guilty to conspiracy and accessing protected computers without authorization to get information used to inflict emotional distress. And in 2009, one of my favorite musical artists, Weird Al Yankovic, puts out the Jim Morrison parody called Craigslist. Also in 2009, Microsoft secretly announced that they were cutting off reimbursements for data plans for those employees who don't have a Windows mobile phone, more of an iPhone. Of course, that private information became public very quickly. Also in 2009, feeling the effects of Facebook, MySpace slashes about 30% of their workforce. And Microsoft decides to scale back their program called Soapbox, which is a video content site to counter YouTube. And Apple, finally, launches iPhone OS 3.0.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.